Listening Library presents Poison in the Colony, Jamestown, 1622, by Elisa Carbone. Read for you by Fiona Hardingham. Prologue.
I am different. That is what Samuel says. And I believe he is right. I was the first one born into the colony. I was the only child to survive the starving time. But those things are not what make me different. It is the knowing that makes me different. Part 1. Memories. Chapter 1. April 1613. It is night. I am sound asleep until Samuel lifts me up from bed. I am small, only 3.5 years old. My feet dangle to his knees as he carries me out into the night.
Where are we going?
I ask sleepily. Shh, he whispers, and swings his long strides through the sleeping fort. I trust him. He has always been like a brother to me, a part of our family, as he has no other family. I know that he saved my life and my mother's life when I was a tiny baby.
I need you to use your knowing, he says to me.
I rest my head against his shoulder and nod. I will do as he asks. I will use the knowing for him and never tell another living soul about it, as Samuel has warned me not to. A cat scurries out of our way. An owl calls out her eerie, hoo,